tower on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. You'll go tower on the mountain when Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you. Today we relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath. The first the candle of hope and the candle of peace. Now we light the third candle of Advent. This is the candle of joy. As the coming of Jesus, our Savior, draws nearer, our joy builds with our anticipation of his birth. From the book of Isaiah, we read the words of our Lord. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. From the New Testament, the words of Paul to the Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, spirit, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit.
Let us pray. We joyfully praise you, O Lord, for the fulfillment of your promise of a Savior and what that means in our life. Thank you for the gift of salvation through the birth of your Son. Jesus, create us anew as we wait and help us see your glory as we fill our lives with your living Spirit. Amen.
I think we should give an opportunity to thank the kids for bringing us into worship like this, shouldn't we? So let's give them a round of applause here. We have, what a blessing to hear them serve us here in that way. Totally enjoyed that. We want to welcome all of you to our service this morning. It is, if you haven't picked up on this, a special service. It is very unique in the sense that the kids are going to be taking the vast majority of it. They're going to lead us in worship, and I would just encourage you all with that here today. You know that I can probably just about guarantee you it's going to be pretty cute. There's going to be a few laughs. There's going to be that kind of stuff that's going to happen. Enjoy that today. But don't forget the message of what they are sharing either, and listen to that and receive it and hear what beautiful truth the children are going to be sharing with us this morning. And so we're looking forward to them sharing with us here today. There are blue cards in your pews. If you are a visitor and would like to know more about the church, please fill that out and hand that off either to the ushers when they come around, but they're coming around pretty soon here. So if you can't get it done in time, just find me after the service and hand it off. That'd be great. If you'd like us to be praying for anything here throughout the week, fill out a yellow card in your pew and hand that off, and that's a way for us to be able to offer some prayers here through the week also for you. I want to just share a few announcements with you too here as we begin. There is a meal after the service. We would love it if all of you stayed. I would love it to see the men try to run out of food back there. They have a ton of pork roast and potatoes and salad and lots of good stuff, even table mints. How fancy is that? So stay for that. It's down in the fellowship hall afterwards and enjoy that time of fellowship. Tomorrow is we have monthly coffee and conversation times here every month at 2:00 on the third Monday of the month. Tomorrow, however, we're doing a potluck lunch at noon. If you are free at noon on tomorrow and would like to come, any age is welcome to come out for that. I invite you to do that and to share in that time of fellowship. Bring a dish to pass if you are able. It's not hard. I think I was reminded the other day that last year I forgot, and so I just went and grabbed a bucket of KFC chicken. So maybe three of you will do that, and we'll have more chicken than we can eat also. But anyway, come for that and enjoy that time of fellowship here too in this holiday season. We've got a pretty regular schedule for this week here at church. And then next week, Sunday the 23rd is our last Sunday in Advent. And then I want to highlight Monday the 24th, Christmas Eve, and that's obviously a very special day. It's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's what this whole Advent season is leading up to, and we're doing something new here. This year we're having two services for Christmas Eve, and I would encourage you, invite you to make coming to church, if you're going to be in the area, make that a priority. Try to get here for one of those two services. services if you can. We're having church at 4:30 and at 8:30, and so whichever one works best for your schedule, and they're going to be beautiful services. They're coming together really well. It's going to be filled with lots of music, lots of carols, lots of readings, Christmas readings, a message, and then we'll have the traditional candlelight service at both services as well. And so plan to come to that if you're at all able. I'm still looking for some more musicians. If anyone would like to share some special music at either one of those services, please come and talk to me at some point here today too. Would love to include you somehow in that. I think that's all the announcements that I'm going to mention here this morning. Are there any others that I missed that need to be made? If not, I'm going to call on the ushers. We're going to take an offering here at this time, so I'll call on them. Thank you for this day. Thank you for our children who have already been blessing us with their musical talents and abilities. Lord, I pray that you would bless this service, and I pray that you'd be with the kids as they come and share with us now. Lord, I pray that you would help us to enjoy this morning. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts to hear what you might have for us to hear about the reason why you came and what this season is all about. Bless this service. Thank you for these gifts that we are about to receive. Lord, I pray that you would use them for your kingdom's work. In your name I pray. Amen.
Forever. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent us a gift that would change the world forever. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." We invite you this morning to come to the stable in Bethlehem where God's gift, Jesus, was born.
Jesus came from heaven above. Little Jesus in the hay.
I know my part already.
Jesus came to set us free.
He became our victory.
Come and listen, come and see.
He was born for you and me.
Isaiah 7:14. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel.
Acts 13:23. From the offspring of this man, David the son of Jesse, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, according to promise.
Matthew 1:21, and you shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sin.
Matthew 2:6, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among you, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Luke 1:68-69. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
and raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
Decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
In the same region, there are some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news, a great joy, which will be for all people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph as he lay in the manger, and the baby as he lay in the manger.
When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things in pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them.
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament tells us in Psalm 72, the desert dwellers will bow before him. Kings remote and legendary will pay homage. Kings rich and resplendent will turn over their wealth. From Matthew 2, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
And from later in the chapter, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gold, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We have a slight change. Please join us in singing "Thou Did Leave Thy Throne," hymn number 31 in your hymnal, verses 1, 3, and 5.
That night in the humble stable, Jesus was born. A Savior came for you and for me. We can all rejoice in God's fulfillment of the promise from John 1:14. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
Amen. That was wonderful. Let's give them a round of applause here as they leave. Thank you, kids. Thank you so much for blessing us in that way. I want to just share with you a few other people to thank. I want to thank Rachel Arneson for being kind of the director of this program, for Joanna Olson and her work there playing the piano, and then all the Sunday school teachers, assistants, aides, all those who have worked so hard. You know, it's not just today either. It's about Jesus, service of love that these teachers put in every Sunday to tell our kids about Jesus. What a precious joy and delight and responsibility that is. Don't forget to pray for them and to encourage them and support them. And today especially, we want to say thank you to them too for their great work. And like I said earlier, the most important thing from this morning is the message that was shared. And Austin kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I was going to share John 1:14 with you too. I'm going to read that again here also. It says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." And it reminds me of the last reading that they did too in Isaiah 44 also, where it says that in Israel he shows forth his glory. The world saw the glory of God when Jesus came to this earth. It says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." God came and dwelt among us. He lived with us. He is with us to be our, and that's what matters, our Savior, to be our Redeemer. That's the words in Isaiah 44. And that's what matters most, not just today, and not just this season, but each day and for eternity, that Jesus came to be our Redeemer, to redeem us, to pay the price, the debt that we owe to God because of our sin, our weakness, our failure, and to make us his child. And it is that redemption, that salvation that is ours by faith in Jesus Christ. And it is glorious. And it is what brings peace. I want to close in prayer here. And so let's do that together. Father, thank you for bringing peace when you sent your Son to bring peace to a battle for our souls. God, you won the victory. And when you sent your Son to die on the cross and to rise victorious from the tomb. And for that, we sing to you today, joy to the world, because the Lord has come. Thank you, God, for dwelling with us. Thank you for coming with us to be here. God with us, Emmanuel. Lord, I pray that you would impress that glorious truth on each of our hearts today. Lord, I thank you for our children. I thank you for the blessing that they are. I pray that you would continue to teach them through your word what it means to know and to love you. Lord, thank you for all those who had a part here today in leading and directing the program. Thank you, God, for our Sunday school teachers. Thank you for the good work that they do and the love that they have for their students. Lord, I pray that you would bless each family represented here today. I'm so grateful to you for all that you do for us, and I'm thankful, God, for each person here. I pray that you would bless this time of fellowship that we're going to have now here, Lord, over a meal. I pray that you would bless that meal to our bodies. Lord, I pray that you would be with us, be near us, especially this Christmas season now, as we continue to prepare and look forward with anticipation and joy for that beautiful Christmas morning when you came to this earth to save us, to give us eternal life. Thank you, God, for this time. In your name I pray, amen. Let's stand and hear a benediction this morning from Isaiah 55. Because Christ came, Isaiah says, "You shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Leave today in joy. Go in peace. Amen.